Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The city of Houston recently gave a green light for ride-sharing companies, and Dallas is expected to do so also. San Antonio City Council is also looking at giving the green light to organizations like companies like Lyft and Uber, but still there's some reservations about that. Joining me to talk about the future of ride-sharing companies in San Antonio, Ron Nuremberg, City Councilman from District 8. Ron, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having me on, Dave.
Where are we right now in figuring out where we are with Lyft and Uber?
Well, you're more optimistic than I am when you say that we're about to give a green light. What we've been doing for the last 6 months or so since the debate started is it's been a flashing red light, no movement at all, really. There has been a lot of movement from staff to vet our current policy, Chapter 33 vehicle for hire ordinance that basically would govern this industry, which does not permit rideshare technology or the rideshare industry in general to exist. So right now, staff is reviewing. They have put forward a recommendation that was reviewed by the Transportation Advisory Board, which is a set of citizens appointed to examine our city policy. They have unanimously rejected that. It does go to the Public Safety Council Committee next week, and from there, the committee can send it back for further review. It could send it to council for action. There's a number of things that could happen.
Our phone lines are open. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org or comment directly on our show page on the website at tpr.org. So we're talking about Uber and Lyft, but they're still operating in San Antonio right now under donations, right?
Yeah, well, technically they're operating in what I would consider a gray market. The vehicle for hire ordinance that we have right now does not permit rideshare. It has a
limit. What does that mean? It doesn't permit rideshare. It doesn't say that specifically, right?
Not specifically, but taxi companies are governed by a cap. So there are a limited number of permits that are out, vehicles on the road at any given time. Essentially, council would have to act on the policy to remove that cap. So there's no other entrance to the market for all practical purposes. And that's why you saw SAPD, who are justifiably impounding vehicles or violating the ordinance. SAPD is charged with enforcing our laws. So the buck doesn't really stop with SAPD, though. If we want to see rideshare operations in San Antonio, we have to accommodate that in policy. We have not done that yet.
So should we let Uber on the road? Should we let Lyft continue what they're doing? Should we legalize it? Should we ban them? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. So the way forward, because other cities are figuring this out. They're making it work. Why can't we just cut and copy and paste from what they're doing?
Well, actually, that's I've had several conversations with council members in different cities. In fact, I was in St. Paul for the National League of Cities conference a couple weeks ago and ran into a Dallas City Councilman who was kind of retelling their story of how they accommodated the same thing. This is a classic market disruption that requires us to be nimble as policymakers and adjust accordingly. And I think if we do so, we benefit consumers. You know, consumer choice is never a bad thing or hardly ever a bad thing, and certainly this would be the same way as long as we make sure that we're upholding high standards of safety, the same standards that taxi companies are being held to, the kinds of permitting activities, the inspections of vehicles and of drivers that are important for consumers. Safety is number one. And then, of course, we benefit by having a competitive industry. And it's one of the reasons why many conservative organizations and frankly, the GOP nationally has looked at this as a classic free market exercise, providing consumer choice for our travelers in San Antonio.
Our phone lines are open. You want to join the conversation, you are welcome to. The number is 210-614-8980. Rob has called in. Rob, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think the need for public transportation is more in the buses and whatnot. People less and less use taxis and you know, luxury cars as means for transportation. And I'm just saying that I think Lyft and Uber take money from hardworking taxi drivers that are legally contracted by the city to drive people around. And these people, even though they're using you know, free market, whatever. But still, I don't think it's fair to them. And these people are taking money away from an already decreasing market for taxis and whatnot.
Okay, Rob, appreciate your call. So Rob's definitely saying that taxi drivers, you know, they have a franchise from the city. It is being regulated by the city, and there's oversight to make sure it's fair and safe. And with Uber and Lyft, they're able to come in, cut corners, you know, and make a few dollars, but not deal with all the responsibilities.
Well, and that's why I think it's important that we deal with this issue and as policymakers. I mean, we don't want organizations and companies to come in and cut corners and operate illegally. We've got to make sure that everyone is playing by the same rules. And obviously, when an industry becomes competitive, it's good for consumers. It does obviously impact businesses in having to become competitive and operate in a way that's attractive to consumers. But that's not the job of government, to pick winners and losers in that scenario. It's the job of the industry and the free businesses that are able to you know, anticipate what customers want in the open market. And again, this is not a classic, this is not necessarily a unregulated market. This is one that everyone will have standards of safety. There will be rules in place with regard to operation of vehicles that are safe and drivers and the kinds of inspections that they'll have to go through as well. But at the end, what we're trying to do is make sure that, number one, there is a safe environment for businesses to operate, a legal one, and one that benefits San Antonio travelers.
But the key thing is that there's a cap on the number of taxis on the road, and they have to pay a fee to get that taxi license, and it's mm-hmm. not cheap. And then just by opening it up to Uber and Lyft, does that – you know, why even bother to get a taxi anymore? Just don't be one of these freelance guys.
Well, I think you make a case for why a taxi should operate. I mean, the whole reason for doing this is to provide, again, the choice for consumers. That choice is not there at the moment. We need to be able to make allow for these vehicles to operate in a legal fashion, and then the consumer makes a choice, not the government, not San Antonio City government.
So it seems like the reason why taxis became so regulated is that because back in the day, you know, if you let just anyone run a taxi cab, then they get exposed to, you know, tourists or what have you. They could be nefarious, and then you wanted to have some control over that. But using the new technology of being able to rate people and evaluate that way, then does that remove that oversight of the government function so you no longer need that?
No. In fact, I think number one, it provides for additional accountability because you do have drivers, other customers, you know, providing an accountability mechanism of the drivers and the vehicles. You also are able to, you know, make sure that government has a role in providing those safety standards. That has never been a question of whether or not we would have safety standards. If anything, this allows for what exists right now as a gray market to occur legally, and so we can provide a better and safer environment for travelers now.
Okay, we're going to continue this conversation talking about Lyft and Uber, the future of ride sharing in San Antonio. The city council here is trying to figure out a way to make this gray market illegal without penalizing the taxi drivers. The number to call in if you want to join the conversation, 210-614-8980. We're talking with city councilman from District 8, Ron Nirenberg. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Have taxis gone the way of the dodo to be replaced by the new stage and evolution of Lyft and Uber and other ride-sharing ways of getting around town? Join the conversation. The number is 210-614-8980. With me in the studio to talk about this is Ron Nirenberg, District 8 City Council member, and he is at the tip of the spear trying to come up with a legislative fix, an ordinance fix for what we have here in San Antonio. Let's go to the phones. Brent has called in. Brent, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I was just a comment. I've used Uber a couple times, both in San Antonio and Houston, and I found it very enlightening to ride along. It was easy to get. They showed up within a couple minutes. You got a picture of who was picking you up, what kind of vehicle they were in. It was a non-cash transaction, so it was all paid for ahead of time, and it was just, it was really a pleasure to do. I've had several instances where trying to get to the airport here in San Antonio via the local cab and end up having to wait 20, 30 extra minutes and then stressing at the airport. I noticed that this was a much more, seemed reliable option and significantly less expensive.
Okay, and so you're happy and you're going to continue using Lyft and Uber, even though right now in San Antonio it's not exactly legal?
Well, it really isn't. It wasn't about the legality of it. And at the time in Houston, it was still that I used it. It was still of legal. I'm just excited to see that the options are coming onto the table as far as other competition. I think it's wonderful. I think that cab companies will continue to exist, but I believe that they won't have the monopoly anymore, and I think you'll see better customer service and better rates.
Okay, Brent, appreciate your call. Thanks for that. So, Councilman Nuremberg, he's a satisfied customer. He would hate to see this service go away because San Antonio City Council can't figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah, and I think we can make it work. But look, this is not a reaction to customer service or the level of service from cab companies at all. In fact, I had to call a KLO cab yesterday to come pick up a constituent who was not able to get to where he wanted to go. And the experience with the driver and the vehicle was fantastic. I don't think that this will supplant at all the taxi industry. If anything else, it's serving the consumer by creating better and more stable rules on safety, but it also introduces new entrants into the marketplace. And that has never, I would like to know examples of when that has been a bad thing for consumers. It has worked, for other industries, and certainly when we're talking about regulating safety and keeping everyone playing by the same rules, it should work in this one as well.
Well, I'm concerned about insurance. You know, if you know you get in a taxi cab, you know you're fully insured if something mm-hmm. goes wrong. Is that the same case as if I step into one of these other cars, these Ubers and Lyfts?
That is all policy consideration, and certainly I would advocate for the same insurance requirements for all of those vehicles. The drivers need
to be inspected. But we don't know that right now, right?
That's right, because they're not operating within our legal framework, and that's why we need to create a framework where we can have these operations active. And so I would advocate for, again, inspections, regular inspections of the vehicles, regular inspections of the drivers to make sure that anyone who gets into an Uber vehicle, a yellow cab, or anything else as a vehicle for hire is safe and has a good choice and a fair price.
Okay, another caller, Albert, has called in. Albert, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I listened to some of the justification by these Uber companies, and it seems like they're just dancing around what they really want, and that's just deregulated cabs. If that's the question, why don't we just address that? Is too much regulation causing, leaving an opening for these companies to come in? And if so, why not just deregulate the cabs?
Okay, Albert, thank you very much. Do away with cabs. Just deregulate the whole business.
Well, there's a degree of deregulation that has to happen because we have caps on the number of vehicles that can be on the roadways. But the regulation itself, which is our Chapter 33 ordinance that govern vehicles for hire, are what are prohibiting rideshare operators from establishing in San Antonio. It is the regulation itself that is preventing entry to the marketplace. And what I'm suggesting is that, as other cities have done increasingly so, and we saw one in Houston yesterday, we can do that if we just address the problems. And no one is talking about lowering standards on safety. No one is talking about creating a marketplace where yellow cabs cannot operate or any other cab company can operate. Rather, establishing a level playing field that holds high standards of safety and provides consumer choice.
Well, let's just do away with the whole thing. Once, I got an extra 20 minutes, I'll go to the airport, pick up a few people in my Rambler and drop them off around town, make an extra $20. You know, why not? You know, this free market.
Well, Dave, if you want to set up a nonprofit under our current vehicle for hire ordinance, you wouldn't be able to operate either.
Yeah, but it's just, if that people are talking about free market, you know, I mean, What is free, well, when you go to free market, it means everyone can just do it whenever they want.
It's market-driven principles. What we're saying is that if we bar new entrants into the market with regard to vehicles for hire, we're essentially regulating a monopoly. We don't allow for additional entries into a marketplace that would benefit consumers, again, on all those levels we've talked about. I think you can take that example to the extreme, but what we're talking about here is establishing, again, a fair place for vehicles for hire to operate, whether the rideshare paradigm or the traditional taxi paradigm.
Okay, let's get to Jesse on the line. Jesse's called in. Hey, Jesse, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, really, I'm listening to all these arguments, and I mean, maybe it's just because I'm looking a little further past things into the bigger picture, but, you know, a lot of what I'm hearing is, especially from the councilman, is a lot about licensing and regulation. And, you know, I stop and I think about it. Texas has never really been a big state on regulation, especially when you look at things like, you know, the tragedy that happened in Dallas-Fort Worth at the, you know, at the Six Flags theme park up there. Again, theme parks deregulated in that sense. West Texas, that particular fertilizer plant explosion happened because of deregulation. Deregulation happens all over Texas all the time for huge corporations. Really, what I think it is the fact that when it comes to, I think it really would create a truly free market on the public transportation. And that is because if you stop and you think, unfortunately, the city wouldn't be able to collect, or at least not as easily, on licenses and regulations. It cuts into the revenue generation that way. On top of that, you're also looking at the fact that, you know, Uber and Lyft, and again, I'm in the legal profession. I can tell you right now, Uber and Lyft, they if you look on their website, they do have some type of liability, just like Airbnb does, for people that are, you know, customers and their contractors, so to speak. So all of those things are covered. Unfortunately, they're covered privately, not through the state. So these drivers aren't paying, or I'm sorry, through the city.
So, Jesse, I'm really, you lost me. You've kind of, where's your point here?
My point is that I think it has more to do with the fact that it's harder for the city to collect revenue on this. I don't really think it's got a whole lot to do with regulation.
Okay, all right. I got it. Thank you, Jesse. So is this a revenue issue for the city of San Antonio?
No, not really. Because
I mean, how much money do y'all make off of taxing taxi cabs?
I couldn't tell you offhand how much is coming from these permits. But what I would say is that we're not talking about deregulating everything. What we're saying is that the current regulations do not permit certain operations from establishing in San Antonio. The entire rideshare industry is not permitted to operate in San Antonio under their model. What we're saying, though, is regulation should persist with regard to public safety and perhaps also with things like geography and ADA compliance and fares, perhaps, on certain circumstances. So this is not total deregulation. The regulations that we're discussing here are the ones that totally bar entry to the market.
All right. Let's bring in John Bouliabaisse. He's the head of the Yellow Taxi Cab Corporation. Where do you see the current negotiations going with allowing Lyft and Uber onto the roads of San Antonio legally?
Well, again, as the councilman had pointed out, it's not about the competition. It's about fair competition and bringing them in under the same rules and regulations as us. Just because a company has a business model and it, quote, doesn't fit, should the city acquiesce and adjust their model to compromise public safety? You know, there's a lot of things that need to be looked at and evaluated. You know, their fare structure has price surging up and down. What they're proposing in terms of a vehicle inspection is basically a state inspection, and a city vehicle for hire inspection is much more strict. The mandatory drug testing and random drug testing, driver verification process, further enables the riding public to be safe. Now, if the TNCs are allowed to operate under their open market and we're in a regulated market, there's an extreme imbalance there. That would be like saying, for example, okay, councilman, or, you know, to use example, you're an incumbent. You can only raise $10,000 for your next election campaign, but your competitor can raise $50,000 or unlimited. So there's a really an inequity there. or, you know, they're allowed to come in with unlimited permits. What's that do for the traffic study, and how's that affect the Hotel and Lodging Association or the tourism, where that typical $10 trip or $20 trip downtown now through price surging becomes a $60?
Right. So, John, John, it sounds like you're saying that you don't see a even playing field being laid out here for you, that the entry level for these free these ride-sharing cars are going to be too low, and the entry level for you guys is too high.
Right, because we have – every city, and urban planners will tell you this, every city needs a structured vehicle for hire business to promote tourism, support their community, the disabled, the elderly, et cetera. In order to maintain that, including the insurance standards, which I'm late getting on the call – I don't know where to discuss. We're not talking when I'm on the app. We're talking 24/7, 365. Right. I'm required to do that. There's a cost for me to be in business.
Okay, so let me get the councilman to respond to that really quickly because we're running out of time. So, Councilman Nuremberg, you know, John's concerns, it's not going to be fair any way you cut it, according to him.
Right, and what I hear John saying is that the TNCs would be operating on
TNC.
The network companies would be operating on a playing field that's different from the yellow cabs and the cab industry in general. And what I would say is that that's not the goal here. What we want to make sure is that everyone is operating under the same rules of safety, inspection, of price fairness, things like that. And then we actually have an ordinance that works. Currently, however, we've been looking at both options, and we've not seemed to have gotten very far. But what I would suggest is that we can't start at a place where the TNC operators cannot come to San Antonio. I agree that this is a market disruption, and it has to be accommodated by policy, though.
All right, Councilman Ron Nuremberg, District 8, thanks for joining us. We heard from John Bugliabesi. He is the head of the Yellow Cab Company. This is The Source on KSTX.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.